This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, Georgie, check for Dadsy. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery free and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Leicester City have a penalty kick in the 6th minute of injury time.
Knockout takes. Almunia saves. Knockout follows in. Almunia saves again.
And now Watford are on the counter-attack.
Forestieri.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Here's Hulk. Deeney.
I do not believe what I've just seen. Troy Deeney has scored from a Leicester penalty that was saved by Almunia.
Do not scratch your eyes.
You're listening to the Do Not Scratch Your Eyes podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Carl.
And I'm Peter.
And joining us for the opposition view this time round is Dave from the Blue Monday podcast. And how are you doing, Dave? All good?
I'm very good. Thank you, Justin. Thank you both for inviting me on.
It's a delight to have you. It's an absolute delight to have you. Obviously, we often have Benjamin Bloom, friend of the podcast. We've just been chatting about him. But you're also from Blue Monday. And, you know, another voice about Ipswich. Now, this allows us to perhaps just get a different perspective, but maybe on familiar ground. Ipswich, what a couple of bloody seasons you're having. You must be enjoying the hell out of it, surely. Or has the anxiety got to you?
It's just, you're dead right. It's been incredible. Obviously, came out of League One last season with 98 points. Absolutely fair play to Plymouth. What a run they had to the end of the season there. Although the metrics will all say we were, I think, by far the best performing team, I think, to ever come out of League One. And, you know, with that type of momentum and belief, we just carried it through. And that emanates very much from the coach, Kieran McKenna, yep, his staff. And you can see it just permeates right through the team. And now, as you would have seen recently as Monday evening, you know, the will and the belief in the side, in the squad is just, and around the ground, you know, 29,500 there on Monday. It's just the belief there now. It is amazing to think 3 years. So it's been 3 years since the takeover by Game Changer. The American takeover was 3 years ago, pretty much to the day Paul Cook was in charge then. And to be fair, Paul Cook in that summer of the first takeover, so 21-22, Paul, quite a turnover. Paul Cook's on 19 players. Came in that sort of close season. However, of which Wes Burns, Sam Morsey, Cameron Burgess, Connor Chaplin, yeah, who pretty much now are the, well, yeah, unfortunately, Wes Burns will be certainly missing the next few games with a unfortunately hamstring. But, you know, that's the bedrock of the side and it's still the bedrock of the side, you know, now. So arguably, really, our best, and that included George Hurst came last season, really, arguably, our best 11 now, I would say 9 would still be from the promotion team from last year. It's just incredible. The levels they've achieved and levels they continue to attain is just incredible. And look, you just have to look. You look no further than the coach. He will manage at the very top. And I think even the very, very top. Hopefully it's with us at the top next season or maybe season after, who knows? Can't count on anything. But yeah, he is destined for bigger and better things. He's just, yeah, incredible.
Bigger and better things, destined to manage at the top, which also explains why he turned down Crystal Palace. That's good. Obviously, we're never above having a barb at somebody unnecessarily, especially when it's Palace.
Yeah, I think to be fair, Pete, I think, yeah, we'd have been all extreme, no disrespect to Crystal Palace. I think we'd have been all extremely disappointed if it had gone to Crystal Palace. But I don't think that was a starter. You know, you look at certain things and certain things that have broken in the last week or so, you know, I think most of us thought that perhaps Xabi Alonso may perhaps been a bit of a shoo-in for the Liverpool job, but it appears now he's staying put where he is, which may mean certainly Jurgen Klopp's been talking up De Zerbi from Brighton. And, you know, you look at role which could possibly become vacant and you think, okay, the one that I think most Ipswich fans, I think the one that perhaps concerns us in the immediate future is perhaps Moyes at West Ham. If he goes, and it's certainly not nailed on, he's going to stay there. Apparently, you know, there's a contract there, but whatever. Yeah, that could be a test. But look, all we're interested in now is him taking us up, hopefully staying with us and achieving something next season. You know, probably trying to establish ourselves in the Premier League.
Excellent stuff. Well, when we spoke to Ben, both prior to the start of the season and also before you came along to Vicarage Road and Wesley Hoot gave you a very friendly 3 points opportunity by rolling the ball in there. Not that we're still bitter, obviously. But when he came along and we were talking about everything, he was saying, no, exactly as you just mentioned there, you know, the absolute core of the squad is, you know, what came up from League One last year. And it's a question of seeing how much further it can go. I think it is, though, fair to say that during January, I think you only made a couple of signings from memory in the summer. In the window, you bought in a couple of loan players, which I think everybody looked at it and went, okay, that's interesting. That's quite but doing it quite astutely. Now, the one that will obviously make every Watford fan, you know, do the old kind of, what's his name? Old Fulton Mackay from Porridge. There's one for the teenagers. Go,
there you go.
Is a certain Kiefer Moore who's come in and, let's face it, in a drought of number nines and people who can lead the line. I know he came in and scored two goals in his first game, which ironically you didn't win, one of the few that you haven't, you lost. Mm-hmm. How has he been getting on, and how have the other January signings getting along? And then we'll get on to Sarmiento and why has he got my nan's hair?
I love this. Well, Kiefer Moore was a necessity. I don't think in a perfect world, George Hurst, who was a number nine who picked up, he ruptured his hamstring against Leicester on Boxing Day at Portman Road, stretching for a pass. And he was crucial too, as he led the line brilliantly. Not an out and out goal scorer, but just he along with Sam Morsey, I would say at that point, he was they were the two that either we couldn't really afford to lose. So I think at the time we were really big on Jay Stansfield, who's at Birmingham, obviously on loan from Fulham. We were really big on him. Obviously there was a change of manager there again. Rooney went, obviously Mowbray and there. And then of course, coupled with that, George Hurst injury. So obviously we were after a different type of striker. Someone more akin to Hurst, although I'd say they're slightly different players. I wouldn't say Kiefer Moore's as mobile as Hurst, but Hurst was such essential to us for the press, for our initial press. And yeah, I had shipped him for a few goals and assists. But so, like I said, I think the focus changed striker-wise to a different mode of striker. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that was a great bit of business to get Kiefer Moore in on loan. Ironically, he came off pretty early against Southampton, half an hour, 35 minutes, apparently just with a back spasm. So touch and go whether he's going to start tomorrow, I don't know. So we signed him on loan. Quite rightly, as you said, we signed Jeremy Sarmiento, he's magic, you know, and obviously scored the goal the other night, scored the winner the other night. What a tremendous goal that was, you know. Obviously fluffed his lines with his left foot and just got up and just toe poked it in the corner with his right. Absolute class. He's done well, I'd say, not necessarily as a starter. Again, you know, it's very much with McKenna, it's very much a squad game, and you'll see between 60 and 65 minutes, no matter what the result is, every game will make three substitutions. And every single game, bar a real small handful, our subs have had an impact, such as I think we've scored 20, our substitutes have scored 23 goals this season between them. It's just incredible. I think we've got 31 points from losing positions. The other signing we made, which was a permanent signing, which was a really interesting one, was Ali Alhamedi from Wimbledon.
Hold on. We're going back to Porridge and Fulton Mackay again. This works well on audio, as everybody knows.
It really does. Sort of that stretching of the neck really does. He came in from Wimbledon, obviously had a very good, you know, very good reputation, but has come from League Two. So up till now has been, although he scored four goals, has really just been off the bench. The other night he was on for more after, like I said, after half an hour, 35 85 minutes, and that's been the longest run he had. And I've got to say, the other night, he's a bit unlucky. He hit the post.
Yeah,
he's very raw, but yeah, there's a player in there, and you know that someone like McKenna and his coaching staff will polish him, no doubt. But so they were our three signings. And again, going back to last season, when at the same period we signed Harry Clark, we signed Nathan Broadhead, yep. And those two brilliant signings again got us over the pretty much added to the squad that gained the momentum in the latter half of last season. So it's, yeah, here we are, you know, after Easter. No one could see it, I don't think. We only went top once this season, ironically, after beating you back in December. We were top, I think, for 24 hours. I think Leicester played the next night. But at one point, it was ridiculous. I think going into the new year, or not long into the new year, Leicester was something like 17, I believe, points ahead of us.
Yep.
It's absolutely, and you know, we won 9 out of the last 10. It's just been... just been amazing.
But every team has a run. Every team hits a wall. Doesn't matter what it is. It's just, it occurs. When we last spoke to Leicester, I went on their equivalent of this and stuff. And,
oh, yeah, I've been.
And needless to say, they were being quite rightly unbelievably smug. And we're going, well, do you think we'll get promoted? And you're going, yes, I think, you know, look at the table. Yep, so, do you think we'll get the record, which is 106 points? I went, no.
Oh.
No. And
Seriously. And
they were quite affronted. Well, why don't you think? And of course they were. They've had nothing but, you know, kind of like, you know, rose petals and glory thrown in front of them until recently. However, when we're talking to the opposition view, as we have done before every league game this season, the team that everybody thought was going to fall away, Town. And of course you get to that January and those reinforcements and the ability to, exactly as you described, change the game from the bench, you know, giving McKenna something to do was something that we didn't do. We went into the January window with 24 players, and then we went, no, we can whittle this down to 22. Excellent, brilliant. It was, and you've seen that play out in an increasingly tactical championship, I think, that we haven't had the ability to step up a gear through kind of game management, so to speak. And McKenna seems to be doing that pretty well and being backed well as well. So well done you.
Thanks. I'd say we've probably outplayed for 55, maybe even an hour the other night against Southampton. I don't know if you saw that game. They were very good. Very, very good. So much so, you know, we went 1-0 up quite early on. They turned it around with two goals in about 8 minutes, I think 17 and 20, no, maybe even less than that, 15, 17 and 23, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was one of those games where, you know, this could be 3 or 4 by half time. You know, we really got to hang in there, which we did. They had the better chances, and then came out second half again. They had a couple of half decent chances, good save, and then we make the substitutions. Game changes. Game completely changes. And what I would say about McKenna, maybe it always seems to be that when we make substitutions, 9 times out of 10, our substitutions will have an impact and affect the game. Whereas seemingly against us, I'm sure it's not always the case, but seemingly against us, the opposition make changes and very little difference, albeit negative. I thought very much the same with Southampton the other night, and they were able to bring on, good crikey, David Brooks came on, you know, Joe Rothwell, Bournemouth on loan, came on, Premier Blair, and just didn't affect the game.
No, so very true.
My question for you then, Dave, is it's actually one I put to Ben yesterday, is are you going up? Are you going up automatically? And are you going up to champion?
Oh, God. Oh, God knows what Ben's answer to this was. Look, do you know what? I honestly think tomorrow could have a big bearing on us. I think if we win there tomorrow, I think we'll go up automatically. I wouldn't like to put us as champions, because I think if a win tomorrow will be such a high, I think that might well give us the impetus to go up automatically. Lose tomorrow, which, you know, Norwich, fantastic, just won 7 on the, I hate to say it, but 7 on the spin at home of, you know, recently just bulldozed their way, but almost crept unnoticedly, but they're now really comfortably in the playoffs now, especially the results the other night. They lost at Leicester, but all the other results pretty much went for them. And I think, yeah, win tomorrow, and I think that will give us the impetus to get promoted. I wouldn't like to say we're going to win it. It's just ridiculous. Even so, we've got 6 games left. You win what, 4 of those, 12. You draw 1, 13 points. That's going to give us 100 points. You would think that would be enough. Ooh, my God, if that's not enough, I'm sorry. Look, so you think that would be enough. What's it going to take? Oh, God knows. I don't know. People are saying, oh, 98 points maybe it's going to be enough. I just don't know. It's just a crazy, crazy league. And, yeah, the top of the league is crazy. And I know Ben, you know, Ben like myself, probably played it down a little bit like Ben, you know, we can't lose sight of who we're competing with at the top of that league. And it's just ridiculous, really. Absolutely ridiculous. But we've come so far, so close. You know, we've seen this, haven't you? Sides, you know, any of the top three now that miss out of that top three that don't go up automatic. Playoffs are horrible, aren't they? We've been there before. Under George Burley, it took us I think we had three seasons in the playoffs before we finally got up way back in 2000. And I think, I'm sure one of those seasons, we were like 12 or 13 points clear of West Ham and lost to them in a two leg. We lost to West Ham twice in semi-finals. Just don't want to think about that. But yeah, I think, yeah, honestly think tomorrow, win tomorrow, not even win well, win any sort of win tomorrow. And I really think that could well be it. However, and not just because I'm on your podcast, we've got you next week. And I saw you against Leeds. I watched the game against Leeds last week. And I thought you played some excellent stuff. Excellent stuff.
We did. We did for 60 minutes.
Well, yeah, there again. Look at again. You have to look at Leeds. Look at their bringing on again.
Justin, here is a glass. Is it half full or half empty?
Half empty. Have you got the rest of something to fill it up with?
There's some health supplements. The health supplements are code. We won't say what for.
I thought that looks like half a glass of, well, full glass, half of Merlot.
Now, we won't mention that. No. Anyway, where were we? Unless Merlot wishes to sponsor us or just send us vats. Vats. I'm asking for
other,
wine I'm
sorry, sponsorship. Other brands are available.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I think wherever it goes, I think that one of the things that's going to, you said, and I think there's echoes of a statement that Ben made when he rang in on our phone, and we do a phone in after games, mm-hmm. and he rang in afterwards, which was very nice. And he said, if it's a 50-50, it's a flip of a coin game, we just seem to win them at the moment. And I think the point that you just make there, saying, you know what, our subs make a difference. I think that's just that little tip over the edge when a game is close and you've got a manager who's got a bit about him and he's been backed, you know, in the recent window, not by kind of, you know, basically selling the house, you know, to do it, but used well in the loan market. That's the loan market, Watford. See what could have happened.
It's incredible. I just want to get tomorrow over, whatever the result. It's just such a intense, horrible game. Get that over with. Hopefully get some sort of result. I know it's a bit negative, but the home form is so good. They're obviously in very good form, Norwich, that if someone said, I'll give you a point now, move on to Watford, and no disrespect to you guys, move on to Watford and Middlesbrough at home mm-hmm. next week, who are also in quite good form, by the way, I'd almost... My pals would shoot me down. I'd almost take it.
Yeah. No.
However, on the flip side of that, that wouldn't then dispel the bloody stupid narrative coming from Norwich. Oh, it's 15 years. Haven't beaten us for 15. So look, you know.
Yeah. Every
anything tomorrow but a loss and take into it. But going back to that game, your game last week, no, very impressed for now. Obviously, Dennis is a class player, isn't he? Seemingly, he's a bit hot or cold. I really like a young lad. I like a Spreer. He's a player there, but perhaps sometimes a bit lightweight, would it be fair to say that?
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on there. Absolutely spot on.
On his day, when he's got his head, he's brilliant.
He scored at Norwich. He scored two in a week.
One at Rotherham and he scored one at Norwich.
Yeah.
Both he shot just from just outside Leicester on both occasions. They were good shots. They were.
I sat with a Watford fan, a good Watford fan of mine, many years. I've been going and he's been coming to Ipswich. Funny enough, he can't come on Wednesday, but I've been going to Ipswich Watford games with him and his father and my sons and that for going back to the... Oh, blimey. Probably the Watford promotion season, Alan Smart.
One we remember fondly.
Overhead Nick kick. Who scored the overhead
kick? Nick Wright.
Yeah, going back to what's that, late 98, is that 98, 99, 99. Something like that. 99. Yeah. Going back to those years. So we're going with him for ages. And for a spell of about seemingly, God, forever, we just couldn't beat Watford, home or away. We just couldn't. And then the famous game I remember, which was the last time we got into the Championship playoffs. We are obviously in the playoffs. now.
Was this when Chaplow scored at the end?
Richard Chaplow.
Oh.
But again, similar to the Morsey goal this year, even more, that was virtually the last kick of the game, Chaplow's. I was sitting with my pal next to my pal in the Watford fans. So it was a bit of, what happened there? Oh, no. And similarly with the Sammy Morsey, I was sitting up in the stand with my mate. So no, Chaps, I was sitting with, brilliant. But yeah, like you said, there was a fair bit of, what the hell has Hoop done there? So tripped over the ball and say, after you, Sam Morsey.
Yeah, I think Ben was in the upper Graham Taylor for that goal.
Ben was sitting near me. Ben was sitting across, so we saw each other at half time, and I must admit, had a little bit of a crafty embrace at the end, of course.
Well, what can we say? Let's face it, it is now known as the real Pops Derby, because let's be honest, you've got Mr. Sheeran, who is emblazoned across the shirts in terms of sponsorship. We have, of course, literally Sir Elton John in attendance every single week, even if it is just his stand rather than him himself, but that's fine.
But I mean, he must have been involved with the club mid-70s?
Yeah. 1975, I think he came on the board and then he took over 76.
50 years.
Yeah, he's had periods where he's sold it and gone away.
Of course,
you know, and come back.
Great, but, you know, I can remember him. There. The tear in his eye, cup final day, 84. I can remember, see it 84. Now.
Yeah.
See it now.
I had tears in my eyes that day as well. Let's
Graham Sharp, it was a foul on Sherwood. Of course it was. He had the ball in his hand. Oh, look, we all know that.
Hold on, everybody. Round of applause there for David. Come on.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I was interviewing Robbie Fowler in Liverpool, and he was saying, oh yeah, I grew up an Everton fan.
Hang on, wait a minute, I've got to just pick the name off the floor.
That's fine. You can pick that name up. That's fine. And he's talking to me and he's going, yeah, I was an Everton fan. And, you know, I remember Graham Sharp and the 84 Cup final. I'm sitting there going, don't say anything. Just carry on talking about Liverpool. Don't say anything. And I had to bite my tongue while he was extolling the virtues of bloody Graham Sharp to me.
Was it Graham Sharp or Andy Gray that knocked the ball out of Sherwood's
hand? It was Andy Gray who knocked it out.
That's right. Sharp scored the first one.
He did indeed. Which was at least 35 miles offside. It wasn't, but I'm taking that it was.
I go back as far. I can remember the John Barnes cross and the George Riley header in the semi-final against
Plymouth.
Stop it, lad.
Yes, we're all over 50 here, everybody. Hello.
Quite right, too. Louis Teixeira, currently, he's basically, his thumbs are a blur going through Google trying to work out all of this stuff, so never mind. Hello, Louis. Anyway, I think this is lovely stuff, and let's be honest, I think we all know we could just sit here and talk nonsense all day.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, we've gone through Paul Mariner, Alan Brazil, Eric Gates, and all of you know, everybody.
No. We could be here all night now.
We've done the full Escape to Victory stuff. You name it, we've done the whole cast.
This is Thomas Priskin, and you are listening to Do Not Scratch Your Eyes podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
It is now time, when the rubber hits the road, for us to come to what is, well, first of all, we have to say sorry, Dave, but it is undoubtedly...
It's the DNSYE Completely Rubbish Prediction League.
No! God, please, no! No!
Yes, please, yes.
Yes. Someone who's never seen this before, this should be fun.
Yes.
Most people have seen it before.
You know that thing about where people say, look, making a mistake is not a problem. Making it twice, that's a problem. Works out that there's 46 league games.
Definition of insanity, almost.
We're not learning from any of it. We are looking at the prediction league. This is the day we're recording on a Friday night here, the day before we're at home to Preston. And the score is, at the moment, Carlos is top on 34 points. 1-1, which is its own prediction team. is on 33 points. It's quite hot at the top there. JP Backgammon FC is on 32 points. The EFL, who Dave will be representing today as our guest, is sitting in mid-table on 25 points, alongside Justin as well. And Jarvis Cocker Spaniel is on 23 points. Could push to mid-table disrespectability. And Artificial Stupidity is currently sitting at the bottom on 21 points, possibly going to win the wooden spoon that the dog would quite like to have, I imagine, because it's probably quite chewable, but there we go. Dave, so 2 years ago, we started this up because everybody asks, well, so what's your prediction on a podcast? And we say, well, it's 3-1. What are you going to do with that information? The answer is nothing. It's going to die in the ether. So I thought, I'll keep a track of this. That was the first mistake. We should have learned. We should have realised that public apathy was there for a reason, but we didn't. Doesn't matter. So as we came to the end of that season, previously, we only had three teams. It was a happy day. It was simple time. A number of people came out of the woodwork and said, we think we can beat Carl and Justin utilising inanimate objects. And so JP Backgammon, John Parslow, said, I think I can beat you utilising the power of backgammon.
Predictions League, and it's Ipswich versus Watford. The Tractor Boys, and we're here at Portman Road Farm to see this epic game today. We were hoping to actually use a tractor in this video. Unfortunately, the farmer has told me that it's actually got stolen and is now residing on top of a pub in Birmingham. Well, the dice are on the pitch, and today we're going to use the manure spreader because Ipswich are trying to absolutely poo all over Leicester and Leeds' chances of winning the title. It's in the truck. Here we go, boys. Let's go. And the results are in. And it's Ipswich. 2 minus 2 is 0. And Watford, 3 minus 1 is 2. So that's Ipswich 0. Watford 2. Get in, boys.
Well, there we have it. 2-0. So he basically rolls dice. Normally he finds different ways of doing it. This time he's basically done this outside of something with a farm. I think he's playing on the Tractor Boys thing. The tractor on top of the roof has now got into this show about 4 times in the last 3 weeks. Honestly, somebody
it
in West
like
Brom.
Something out of Bob the Builder. That little tractor thing he was using there, that muck spread all over it was.
Well, I think it was a dump truck, I'm sure.
One observation. Could we not add them together for a 4-4 draw?
No, you can't. Stop trying to pervert our rules, sir.
Yes, you would be spoiling the structural integrity that this entire thing is built upon.
This is very good. No, absolutely, thoroughly enjoyed that. Very, very, very good. Like it.
You've seen nothing yet, mate.
Yet. So John, by utilising that, is in third place, only 2 points off of top. This is from people actually choosing what they're going to do. So we were 3 games in, and everything was going well, and we had 6 teams grouped in together, including 1-1 as its own prediction. Because it was so successful last year, at the last knockings, I decided to take that particular simple pleasure away from Justin, which he took very, very well indeed. So,
I did, yes.
So 1-1 is there in itself. However, we were contacted by Ben. Now, this is very exciting. We have never before seen Ben. We have, however, seen Jarvis Cocker Spaniel today. Oh, you're going to want to go and have a look at this on Twitter, everybody, because Ben makes an appearance for Jarvis Cocker Spaniel FC.
Next up, mate, is a tough away day at Ipswich. What are we thinking?
What do you mean you want me to do the prediction? I don't do the predictions. You do the predictions. If I was going to go for a prediction, I would go for Ipswich 2, Mighty Horns 0. But it's not me, it's you. So away you go.
Pick away. Ipswich first. All right, it was Ipswich 5. Now let's have Watford score, please, mate. I think it was a 4.
So that's Ed Sheeran 5. Elton John, 4.
I don't mean this in a horrible way at all to Ben. Unmasking himself like that, it's like when Kiss took the makeup off. It's almost like, no, I don't want to know what he looks like.
There are some who would argue it was like when Kiss put the makeup on, but that's fine. That's okay.
Or when Darth Vader's helmet was taken off or whatever.
Could you imagine if Darth Vader finally took his helmet off? And he was wearing a Watford Dry World shirt. I think I don't think Disney would have invested, to be quite frank. Never mind.
So what do we have there? 5-4.
He's gone 5-4 to Ipswich. I mean, that coffee table that he's had a variety of ways, this dog, of predicting things. That coffee table used to have a veneer on it. No longer. That's gone. We'll post that up on Twitter for everybody to take a look at and go, oh, Christ, are they doing it again? Yes, we are. Artificial Stupidity is currently rock bottom, trying to catch Jarvis if it possibly can. That's me hitting a random button. It's com- completely stupid. And today it has gone for Watford 4, Ipswich 2. But it's at the bottom of the league for a reason, everybody, and that's fine. That's fine. But we turn to our guest. We can turn to our guest now and tell you that the only scores you cannot use, you can't use 1-1, that's already gone. You can't use 2-0 to Watford, as per John, even though I'm sure you were overridingly tempted to. You can't go 5-4 to Ipswich, and you can't go 4-2 to Watford. But any other score is open for you, Dave. Representing the EFL, what do you think the score is going to be Wednesday, Portman Road?
Okay, here we go. I think there'll be goals, as there always is goals at Portman Road. You know, it's the place to be. I'm going for an Ipswich 3, Watford 2.
Ooh, that's going to be at least...
That could well be about the ninth time we'd have had that result this season. We've had several 4-3s. Actually, 5-4 might not be a bad shout, actually. 5-4 from Jarvis might well be quite accurate. I'm sure we've got a 5-4 incoming, actually. But no, I will go for another 3-2.
Well, Jarvis, you know, doesn't just throw these around. He studies Y Scout. He goes into, you know, transfer market, and then he eats win a lot and just picks off whatever's going. Never mind.
Honestly, I thought far more technical than the backgammon board and the plastic tracker, to be fair.
Well, John has been shoddy on many levels. Last week, for tomorrow's game, we had Americans rolling the dice, and you know, not being daft. You know, there goes the neighbourhood. What can we say? Right, let's go to and a big hello to Chris and Nick, by the way. Let's go to Justin in mid-table, battling away with Dave and the rest of the EFL there. What do you think you're going to be going for?
Well, I'd quite like to go for a result that we've had twice under Tom Cleverley already. I think you know where I'm going with this, Peter.
Oh, my Lord, I'm
Get
so
your
excited.
Graphic ready. Get your graphic ready. There you go. I'm going to go for a Desmond 2-2. There you go.
We love a Desmond. We love a Desmond here for absolutely no reason. There was a previous one where Ben... And Jarvis, but principally Ben, turned around and said, we don't want a Desmond 3-3. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he made that up, didn't he? A 3-3, yeah. He made that one up.
Absolutely. Anyway, we'll have to see whether or not Carl turns up. But hold on, who's that at the door?
Hi, it's Carl. Much love. I've just won Audi after... I'm in the toilet, can you tell? Audi UK... number one after sales group in the UK. So I'm at an award ceremony. I'm very, a little bit drunk, but not too much. Ipswich, do you know what? I think, fuck them actually, especially Benjamin Bloom. I think it's going to be Watford 13, Ipswich 14. Yeah, that'll do, I think.
Oh, there we go. And there's Carl with everything. So we will see what happens. But whatever happens, points will be allocated because we have people suggesting that Ipswich will indeed get the win. Watford will get the win. And of course, we've got draws, including Desmond Tutu, everybody.
Yes. Get in.
Scratch your eyes. You do not. Rubbish this prediction league is.
As it's an away game and as it is the middle of the week, is it time for our slightly less mature, slightly less well thought through feature of
Justin's somewhat disappointing local attraction segment?
So, Justin.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Hello. Right. Okay. Where should they go?
Yeah, so my local attraction this time, Peter, if you've got time on your way up to Ipswich, you may wish to pop into Hilly Ridge Alpacas, which is in the Clay Hill Lane, Clay Hill Farm, Wattisham, Ipswich, IP77JS. Basically, it looks like a load of alpacas.
What else were you expecting?
Bit disappointing if it wasn't, to be fair.
No, true. But Janet A. from Newmarket says, fantastic afternoon. Now, our age group range from 17 to 73 years old. It was raining, so a bit slippery underfoot, but still great fun. Everybody seems to think it's wonderful. Chaz from Ipswich says, we had a great day out. Two mums with 5 under-10s. The staff are very welcoming and completely understanding when we arrived a bit late and quickly briefed us, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. If you want something to do before, is it far away? Wattisham? Is it far away from?
Yeah, well, when I used to training for a cycle ride, I used to cycle out there from Ipswich in 16 miles out. Yeah, a little bit out.
Quite away.
But in fairness, you went there and then you rode an alpaca to Portman Road, I mean, that's going to be 10 minutes.
That would be simply awesome. A bit sort of like, I know Bernie Clifton's wasn't an alpaca, but riding Bernie Clifton's would be sensational, wouldn't it? Absolutely.
There's no one for Louis to look up there, Bernie Clifton.
I reckon alpacas, I reckon to me, looking at them, I reckon they're a bit lively, though. I reckon they could be a bit tricky.
I'm guessing it's a small place because on TripAdvisor, Hilly Ridge Alpacas is one of three things to do in Wattisham.
Wattisham's an air base. I think it's an old, it was an old British air base, I'm sure. RAF Wattisham used to play football out there. It's not, I'm sure it's not now. No, it's not. But yeah, that's what was there.
Is there such a thing as a hilly ridge in Suffolk? I thought it was generally quite a...
Oh, I used to cycle out there. Yes, there are hilly ridges. Oh. But yeah, we're not talking quite like the Peak District or the Pennines or anything like that. But yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not flat. You have to go to Cambridge, a little bit further northeast for the Fens for that, really.
That's good stuff.
On Ely. We've been there before and I've spoken about Ely before.
One of the many places in the world.
Sensational stuff.
Move on.
I thought you were going to mention Jimmy's Farm, which is literally just around the corner. Well, I say around the corner, but a couple of 3 miles out of Ipswich, who's just got the great attraction. They've just got a brown bear in there. I mean,
come on, everybody. That's the first brown bear appearance of the season. This is very good. Let's be honest. We have done months and months out of Stoke having a monkey forest. Now we find out there is a brown bear in Ipswich to go with all the alpacas.
Yep. Brown Bear, the famous Jimmy Doherty's Farm. And they don't sponsor the podcast or anything. I'm just giving that for free.
There you go. You've got a choice now. You've got a choice on your way up to Ipswich.
I'm sure who's interested in a brown bear when you can see I don't know what the collective noun is for alpacas. What do we think? I'm not even sure. A load of alpacas. I'm sure it's not a load.
A load, I think. Because it's either some...
Oh, it's a landline.
A load or a shitload. That's basically all the numbers you really need in life. I think that's very, very good.
Alpacas.
Yeah. I think that's very, very good. Normally, we would turn to our guests and say, is it close or can you think of anywhere better? But no, Dave immediately sources this. There's an opportunity to have a game of exotic animal poker and he sees your llamas and he raises you a brown bear and all power to him.
He went all in there.
I think they've got a velociraptor as well, but they keep that well under wraps. But anyway, there you go. You're
Wonderful stuff.
Right. Well, thank you, Dave, for coming on at late notice. It's been wonderful.
Really enjoyed it. Great fun. Really good fun. Yeah. And yeah. I'm going to be watching with them those predictions with interest and fingers crossed that Jarvis the Cocker Spaniel wins. Was he a 5-4?
The dog has been, quite frankly, a prima donna nightmare.
Really?
Absolutely. We had a signed letter. Well, I say a signed letter. It was a poor mark. Suggesting that his working conditions weren't acceptable. We blamed Ben, but Ben was having none of it. And he was also the narrator. So let's be honest,
Ben, I thought you meant our Ben, looking like a cop.
Well,
this wouldn't be the first time.
I thought when you said that, I thought that's a bit much. I see now. Ben is sorry.
Because every time he comes on, he feels like he's been insulted.
He does.
In about 10 seconds, he goes, oh, I'm glad you've insulted me again.
Am I going to be attacked? Was the last entrance point.
My other question, you guys, will you be there on Wednesday?
No, I'm not going to be there because I host the show afterwards, but I don't know if Carl's going to be there. I think he'd fancy a trip to Portman Road. Been to Portman Road a few times, and it's always a lovely day out and a very welcoming.
It normally is for Watford because it usually means 3 points. But yeah, it's every game now. Funny enough, I was trying to get my Watford fan who I said I sat with in the Graham Taylor. I was trying to get him a ticket next to me and actually went to the club today. So I couldn't get anywhere on the website and thought I had to go into town anyway. I thought, right, I'll pop in the club. Sure, pick up a ticket. Nothing. No, it's completely sold out. Been sold out for 2 weeks.
Wow. And can I just say, we have gone through an entire podcast with Ipswich Town and we haven't mentioned Mark Ashton, who is currently masquerading as a big brown bear 3 miles outside of Ipswich. So there we go.
He is. Well, listen, I think this is time to wrap up. It's time to wrap this all up now. So thank you very much for coming on, Dave.
Pleasure, guy.
I think it's fairly obvious that we won't be speaking to your podcast next season on an opposition view because I'm pretty certain you're going to be promoted. Mate,
I, I hope so. But if not, I'd love the comeback gone. Great fun. Great fun, guys.
Well, Bless you for that.
We'd love to have you, look, but we hope you're not here.
Good luck to you for the rest of the season. Just quickly, Cleverley, you know, I spoke to my mate today and he said, look, he'd love Cleverley to do well towards the end of the season, be there at the start of next season, because that would mean that he'd have had a good end to the season and the fans would all be on side.
I think, yes, obviously we hope that as well, but my gut instinct is that he will probably finish off this season and not start next season is my gut instinct. But who knows? It's the Pozzos. Who knows? Who knows with those guys?
The key word there is it's the Pozzos. I think almost all fans would love to have, because he hasn't just been here for the last, you know, 6 or 7 years. Mm. He was on loan in 2009, came in, ripped the place up in the Championship, yes, won player of the season, and was just generally fantastic. And then, of course, we got him back, and he's been a fine servant. I think everybody can see it. I think the only reticence is that we are, you know, the ridiculous atomic bomb of the Championship when it comes to managers. And it's nice having Tom, and therefore the people who were saying, no, I don't think we might want him. It's because if he comes in, getting the job at Watford, it's like being the professor of the dark arts at Hogwarts. You're going to get one go and then you're gone. You're jettisoned. Yeah. And I don't think anybody wants to see that for him. But
no, good point.
He's making such a good fist of it. And how he is putting things across is fantastic. You know, it feels like this is what he was made to do. And of course, he's learned at the foot of some pretty impressive managers, none more than Alex, of course. So he's got the credentials. Right. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, no, fingers crossed for you. I'm always enjoyed my trips there.
Well, bless you for that. Thank you very much indeed. You're very welcome. We did say it was a little bit different to opposition.
I wonder know what to expect. Then all of a sudden, it was. Yeah, it was great. Great fun. Yeah. As I said, I'll certainly be watching back and looking for rooting for the dog anyway, definitely.
Someone needs to root for the dog for sure.
Shut up.
Oh, there he is.
There we go.
Get down, Shep. Go and look that up, Louis Teixeira.
How are you? Yeah, Peter references now. Right. That is the time to call it a day. Thank you very much for coming on.
Cheers, Dave, guys. Good luck. Good luck tomorrow. Hopefully not quite so much good luck on Wednesday, but good luck tomorrow.
Cheers, mate. God, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers,
you.
Top stuff. Cheers.
Bye. Thank you. Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Ta-da, bye. It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNuggets share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.